walking on a broken glass. Sarah, why am I singing that song?
Because you just showed me an insane video.
And can you describe the video?
First of all, tit looks great. Let's just go right off the gate. Chelsea's got banging titties. She was squirting milk in the shower out of her boob, and it was oddly pornographic, and it was due Annie Lennox walking on broken glass.
Perfect song.
It was the perfect song. I'm like jealous. So it looks like kind of fun to be able to squirt milk out of your boob.
They get so full of milk.
Do they?
These freshly given birth tits. That I didn't realize this, but you can like squirt it. Did you know that? You can like squirt it like a squirt. It squirts like a squirt gun. Like when I'm feeding Gia.
Yeah.
Sometimes like too much milk comes out at once and it sprays all over her face like a super soaker. And she's like, ah!
I know. No. Is it weird?
I feel so bad. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. And she's like,
No. Has Steven tasted your breast milk
yet?
I knew it. How far? What day was Steven trying the milk?
I don't remember. I don't think he had like a ton of it. Like, I think he just like licked it and got a sip sort of thing. But when I...
but, what do you mean? He just licked it and got a little sip? Like, well, he needed a little calcium?
I'll tell you about that in just
a
second.
Okay.
What I do want to tell you is about the healing properties of it. So I got a facial and my skin is like extra dry right now from like the hormones and all that.
Okay.
Because I'm 2 months postpartum, honey.
So what is that like?
And... I will tell you. I was getting a facial and she told me to put breast milk on my face. I haven't done it yet, though.
You haven't? I would have done it immediately.
She told me this like a month ago and I still haven't done it. But she was like, yeah, put it on your face. And I just kind of like, I feel like I'm fucking swimming in milk. You know, I think I told you this. I was taking a shower. Like sometimes you just feel like you're drowning in it because you have to feed the baby every 2 to 3 hours. She eats a lot, so it's like every 2 hours.
So how long is your boob out each time?
I mean, I don't even wear a shirt anymore. I stopped wearing a shirt at home because that's how much you're like feeding. So I just wear bras at home.
And there's no other option because there's a fucking formula shortage too.
Well, I wouldn't do formula anyways because my ex, who you recently had on your podcast, I saw.
Yes.
He was a formula baby.
Yes.
And he like always joked about being a formula baby and how like they're kind of off.
Yeah.
And I just never forgot that. So I was like, I'm not doing that. Like he was cross-eyed and short. And I was like, I'm not fucking making her...
I'm not like, I'm not setting her back with formula.
No. We're going to move forward. I want a Mensa baby. Yeah. You know? I want her to go to MIT, not the fucking original room. So, the milk is full. It's squirting. It's abundant.
Is it like a powerful experience to be able to feed a baby from your boob? Like, do you feel really connected with her when you do
connected,
that?
Yes, because, like, sometimes she'll, like, reach out and hold my hand, and we'll do this, like,
I can't! I just start crying!
So we'll do this connected thing where, like, she'll hold my finger, and then I'll hold my hand on top of hers, and we'll stare at each other in the eye.
No!
Yeah, and then I'm just, like, letting her know she's safe.
That's so cute and beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it stupid?
No, I'm into it.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
35,
she...
honey. You tell me all about what it's like to be a mom.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And, like, yeah, at first, like, it hurts your boobs, your nipples or whatever. But then it, like, doesn't after a while. And when you're, like, so tired, like, in the middle of the night... And then she like wakes you up at like 3 a.m. and you're like, fucking bitch.
How often is she waking up?
Like, okay, basically every 2 to 3 hours.
But you look great. You look well rested. You look together.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you. So that's like another thing I'm having trouble with.
What?
It's just like adjusting to the new body image. Like I still have 30 pounds to go. And I know every single person in response to that will just say, but you just had a baby. But yeah, like... Maybe people shouldn't post about snapping back because, like, I've been told a lot. I was under the belief I would snap back.
Okay, like, I'm going to tell you, I haven't snapped back since the 2020 pandemic, honey. So I didn't even have a baby, and I can't even fucking imagine.
Yeah.
My thighs have touched since third grade, I told you
that. I know. Well, my thighs touched for the first time in pregnancy, and they're still touching. And I don't like it.
Well, honey, these have never not touched.
Fuck. So I was getting a masseuse.
They get chafed.
I mean, a massage.
Yeah.
2 days ago, and the masseuse goes, "You have a mom body now. You're curvy."
That's...
It ruined my day. It ruined my day,
listen,
and
bitch.
I made a therapy session over it.
Well, listen, bitch. First of all, I don't need you to be commenting on my body. I'm paying you to, like, shut up and rub
she
me.
She talks the entire time.
She's gotta go, Chels. I don't care how good of a lymphatic massage this cunt is giving you. She's gotta go. We're not here for side conversation about my image.
I couldn't believe she said it, but I know.
What'd you say? You know how the, but like that's
I just
kinda...
laughed because I was like, oh, really? I just know, I was so tired from her fucking talking. I could barely even like carry a conversation. I would just make noises to try to like, let, I was just like, and then like close my eyes and like she kept going. She talks the entire time. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
She needs,
you know,
you need a new, but
like,
is she
good,
so,
but she talks too
but
much.
Is
and
there a more silent one? I'm going to tell you from the side,
do
I'm
we
a different
like this
bitch.
Side? This is
no,
a different.
I don't know who she is.
I did the
she
makeup
on this side,
I
honey.
Did the front of the face makeup.
Yeah. I was didn't cut. What is it?
Contour. I didn't plan for a profile.
No.
I didn't bronze.
I'm a 35-year-old woman. You got to give me a fucking heads up before you start shooting me from the right.
Please, and my nose looks different from both sides.
I like her from the left.
I
never
have
seen this bitch.
I have more of a slope from the left, actually, so we're good. And from the right, I have more of a Sarah Jessica Parker witch's nose.
I also okay, Sarah Jessica
I have more
Parker,
of a hocus pocus.
Do you know
nose.
That Sarah Jessica Parker is on my shit list?
What did she do?
Sarah
Are
Jessica
the mics
Parker,
good, Tony?
Sarah Jessica Thank Parker's you. Deranged. You know how I know?
Whoa, it sounds like a personal vendetta.
I do. I was deep into Cameo during the pandemic.
What?
I'm
buying?
No. What did you think?
Oh, you were.
What do you think? I made of money? I'm just throwing away on cameos Wait, from SJP.
You were making cameos.
No. I was just killing time while I was hula hooping at my parents' house, doing the trampoline. I say, hey, wonder how much Sarah Jessica Parker's charging for
you
cameo.
You just thought of her randomly?
She came up.
Okay.
I was saying, who's up there? Who's doing what
okay.
on cameo?
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker, mentally.
Let me guess.
What?
300.
I don't remember the exact cost, but all
oh,
it says.
Oh, we gotta
it said,
find out.
It said, this is what it said. I don't know
I'm
if
gonna
it's
look
still.
It up while
I don't
you're
know
talking.
If it's, no. Wait, it said all of the money that she makes goes to charity, and the charity is the New York Ballet.
That's just some rich shit.
That's just some rich white anorexic shit.
And
like that's where you're putting the money?
A fly just landed.
Bitch,
on my
there's
nose.
Like children in the Ukraine that need like actual like resources.
Oh,
and
I see
like,
what you mean.
And you're like donating the money to the ballet?
At first, I didn't even know what was wrong with that. So maybe
it's mentally
I'm
ill.
Maybe I'm a little high society.
The ballet is like. Zoo.
It's like what do they
it's like
need?
The zoo for
what do they
for
need
women?
Money for? Let's see. Sarah Jessica Parker came out.
Let's see if she's
I'm
still
guessing
on
she's
there.
300. How much do you think?
I think she's more. I think Sarah Jessica Parker's like six.
Oh yeah, 100% donated to the. Oh, it says notify me when available. So she took it off.
Yeah, but does it say the ballet still?
Yeah, it does.
She deserves to
but
get roasted for this. She's been had this on her. I'm so glad it's still there. I was worried she took it off. I was worried one of her friends brought her back to reality and was like, hey. Sarah Jessica Parker, just so you know, there's like children in the Ukraine who are in the, having a humanitarian crisis. You can stop donating to the New York City Ballet.
Well, even weirder, she only has 18 reviews.
Well, she probably did it for a week and was like, the ballet doesn't need me that bad.
That's such a weird, yeah, the ballet. Like she
That's
loves
so...
the ballet. What charity goes to the ballet?
No, she's just donating all the money she gets to the ballet. It's like such a white bitch move.
Yeah, it is.
It's like when I used to babysit for this lady, she tried to get me to sign a petition to save the frozen yogurt cafe inside
what?
Neiman's. Yeah.
Inside Neiman's?
Yeah, there was like this cafe inside Neiman's and they had Froyo. And she goes, she's like, I need you to take a minute to sign the petition. I'm like, what is it? She's like, we have to save the Froyo cafe inside of Neiman's so that we can shop and eat at the same time.
I need
to get 300 signatures.
Do you know how much she must have loved the Froyo at Neiman's to do that?
She was deranged.
No, but she obviously like had it every single time. She went there for the froyo yes. and then shopped.
Yeah, I know. She'd be like, girls, you want to get ice cream? And then take her kids to Neiman's.
I'm not with froyo. I've never been. Don't take me to a Pinkberry.
What about soft serve?
Okay, what's the difference? What happened to ice cream? Ice cream.
You wait, like a classic what? Ice cream.
Okay, yeah. Give me a vanilla with a hot fudge and a whipped cream. Sprinkles. You know what's not that great? Jenny's.
Oh, yeah. Jenny's can go fuck itself, first of all.
Okay, so that's what I don't like, is these new ice cream places that are with adventurous flavors.
Horrible.
Like, I noticed Van Leeuwen has, like, a Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream flavor.
I almost it's like started
enough,
gagging.
Enough. I'm going to pull up the flavors of this fucking place.
Of Van Leeuwen?
But everyone's getting too adventurous with their ice cream flavors.
Yeah, no, I don't need bacon in my ice cream. Go fuck ugh. Yourself. Bacon and olive oil?
No, it's like,
oh,
no.
Sorry, goat cheese and balsamic?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what is this? A salad or a dessert?
But the place... I'm sorry, we're like 80s comedians. Is this a salad or a dessert? Wait, you were going.
What's the deal?
You were going to Salt and Straw with a guy you were seeing, and that was like a sexual thing. And you
what
guys
do you mean?
Would get your ice cream flavors, and
yeah, listen, I've dated many guys who love Salt and Straw.
Okay,
a lot of the guys I date are sober, and their thing is Salt and Straw
because they can't have alcohol, so they want
so
to have
they
sugar.
Need something. It's like sex and Salt and Straw, and that's it.
Okay, so we have a black cherry chip. I'd fuck with that.
Oh yeah,
we have.
That's like a post sex treat.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's like you just came. Someone brings you black cherry chip. You couldn't be more thrilled.
Okay, I got a weird one. Okay, like, this is where they start to lose me. Marionberry cheesecake.
Sorry, I don't know what a Marionberry is. I've
never heard
we
of a Marionberry.
In California, in Los Angeles, never have seen
never.
A Marionberry. Is that like a French berry? What is
what
that?
What is a Marionberry?
Don't be introducing new
never,
berries.
We've never heard. I thought I knew all of the berries at 35.
Yeah, no.
There's a new berry?
Yeah, no.
That's, no.
But what is that berry?
I get inventing a new shade of Band-Aid. But not a new...
That's different. That's inclusive.
But that,
that's
but different. Not a new berry. Not a new... Earl Grey tea. Love that.
I love a tea flavored anything.
Sicilian pistachio. I'm okay.
Wait, what was that?
Sicilian pistachio. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with Sicilian pistachio.
Pumpkin cheesecake. You're getting a little...
It's a little full. I'm eating pumpkin cheesecake in June. Are you high out of
Wait,
your fucking mind? If
then,
you're eating pumpkin cheesecake in June, there's something mentally wrong with you.
There's been this fly that's harassing me in here.
I do see it.
Do you see
I've
it?
Just been
it's
playing like I can't see it.
It's
like
going
you
everywhere.
Look like one of the, you know, like the peanut cartoon Pigpen that has all the dirt following him around.
That's me. I'm Pigpen. Wait, I called Stephen Pigpen the other day.
Really?
Why was it? Oh, because he's been showering less. And you know what else
that
he started doing?
Yeah, what?
Is
what?
He started smoking cigars the day that Gia was born. He smokes cigars every single day now and stopped showering.
Oh, he's a dad.
Yeah,
he's a dad.
Dad.
Is he wearing like Hawaiian
one
shirts?
One time I was like, yeah, he wore one the other day. I was like,
no.
I was like, what's that smell? And he was like, oh, I haven't showered. And it was like shocking.
No.
Yeah, and he used to try to blame it like, oh, you have a strong sense of smell because you're pregnant. It's like, no,
you haven't been showering?
You're just stinking up the joint.
How,
wait, why
how,
can't I get the Jenny's ice cream flavors?
Jenny's is high. They're high when they're making those flavors.
They're ridiculous.
They're so, a little too decadent.
This is a place that's on my block, okay? Powdered jelly donut pint. That's an ice cream flavor.
That's obese.
This is the one that disgusts me. Everything bagel.
Okay, I gotta be honest. That appeals to me.
No!
In like a deep, deep, deep way.
In a deep way.
And like, when I come to meet Gia, I'm gonna go get some.
And try it?
I need to know.
Everything bagel ice cream?
I love everything bagel seasoning. I throw it on everything.
Did you know Luke Schwartz's friend made that up for Trader Joe's?
Is he single?
I mean, he must have a lot of money.
Is the everything bagel guy single? I mean, they sell that for like $1.25 at Trader Joe's. But I'm open to... He's an innovator.
It is
he available to date?
We'll have to ask.
That's okay. That's a green flag for me. That's
a green flag.
That's scary.
Okay, we have a strawberry pretzel pie. It's like, that's three different fucking things. No. We don't like that. Do you like that?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't want strawberries and pretzels next to each other.
Here's another thing. Brambleberry crisp.
What the fuck's brambleberry?
What is a brambleberry?
Dude, it sounds like something Willy Wonka would have in his fucking factory. Like, it sounds like a made-up flavor.
Brambleberry. Okay. I'm trying to find another unusual one. The other ones are kind of more normal.
Is Steven into ice cream?
Oh, here's one that disgusts me.
Yeah.
Sweet cream biscuits and peach jam.
Had an Excel. That was his favorite flavor.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
Do I know them?
Yes.
Oh, this one disgusts me. Goat cheese with red cherries.
Okay. No.
Brandied banana brulee.
Brandied banana brulee? If you say that five times fast, you can't.
Savannah buttermint. Like, this isn't in the South. You're in Los Feliz, okay? We don't need Savannah buttermint.
But when the fat tourists come to Los Feliz and they're on Vermont,
they're
and
not
they want,
invited.
They say, sorry. I want some brambleberry. They need a place to go.
Well, they don't find Hillhurst. They're only finding Vermont.
I could see that.
Sarah, you got your ass eaten last night. True or false?
Chelsea, may or may not be true.
True or false. After watching the Johnny Depp stuff,
yeah,
I keep like wanting to talk like a lawyer. I'm like, that is correct. Yeah. I'm like, Amber Heard, that is
you
incorrect.
You are.
True or false?
True or false?
You had your ass
true.
Eaten last night and you liked it. True or false?
True.
How did it occur? Walk us through.
It was a quick thing. One thing led to another.
You're nervous in your tone.
I am nervous thinking about it because when I talk about it out of context, it just happened. So it's still
so
a new.
So you're processing?
I'm still processing it.
Was it the first time you've had your ass eaten?
No.
But what was different this time?
I don't know.
What was the position?
I was like ass in the air.
On all fours?
Vulnerable.
That's so vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so...
And let me tell you.
Vulnerable. Were you drunk?
Had the time of my life.
Were you drunk?
I had one drink.
Okay. Because I was going to say sober ass in the air is scary.
Sober ass in the air is mentally ill. I had to have one drink, Charles.
Yeah. What'd you have?
A vodka.
That's fun.
Yeah. A vodka soda.
Okay.
With a little splash of pomegranate.
Ooh. Wait, did you have this at his place?
Yes.
Ooh, he has alcohol for guests, but doesn't drink.
Correct.
What a host.
What a host is right.
Okay. So ass was in the air. Did you know he was going to do it? Or
no.
He just found his way there?
He found his way there.
And then was your reaction? Ooh.
Then I was like, I'm scared.
Okay, so you shouted back.
Yeah.
And did he guide you through
he
it?
He guided me through
did
it.
Did he ease you? What was the language used?
The language you, I don't know. It was just so fucking good that like I couldn't not.
Did
like
he say,
it.
Baby, relax?
Yeah, that's
cool.
The energy. That's the energy.
Hey, I got it. Yeah. Like, oh, I can relax a little.
Yeah.
He made you feel safe.
He made me feel safe. You'd have to make me feel safe to eat my ass.
Okay.
You can't eat my ass and I'm not feeling safe.
Did a million thoughts pass through your mind? Like, is it safe to go there?
No, like, it was just like, I don't understand what's happening. This feels incredible.
So you relaxed quickly.
Chelsea, not only did I relax, I was having the time of
okay,
my life.
Okay, so from my understanding.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use language that I heard in Ryan Murphy's impeachment on Hulu.
Okay, go on. I didn't see this happen.
Did you come to completion?
Yes.
Wait, did you know that, so I watched that show, side note, the impeachment, which was the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton, like, story.
Right.
Did you know he put a cigar in her pussy and then put it in his mouth after and said, tastes good?
No!
Yes! Did you know that?
I miss the 90s.
I remember.
I miss the 90s.
Isn't that crazy? And then it goes, tastes good.
Bill?
You gotta watch that impeachment. It was really good.
Wait, that's crazy. The president of the United States fucks his intern with a cigar and then lights it up? Do you think that's kind of hot?
If he lit
Do you think
it
you're
up.
Kind of into that?
The cigar thing?
Yeah.
No. No.
I think it would be a bold move. It would throw me.
That's a foreign object. Oh, so you know what?
Aren't they all?
Yeah, you know what? You know what we did? You'll love this.
Yeah.
So I am not cleared to have sex yet. So typically after birth, and I want to talk a little bit about birth, if I may.
Oh, I want you to talk about birth.
First of all, it was fucking crazy. I can't get this image out of my head. I want to brag, first of all, and say, yes, I had a vaginal birth.
Yes, queen. Yes, Quinn.
And the only reason why we're celebrating is because a lot today, a lot of births are C-sections.
A lot.
All of my friends were C-sections. Everyone I know had a C-section.
Every baby's breached. It's 2022.
Wait, what is breached?
When they're upside down, then they have to go through.
Yeah, she behaved. And she was like, okay, I'll do vaginal mom. And that's weird.
And, she knew what her job was.
Which is what I wanted, you know, because I got my appendix out. So I already had like three scars on my stomach. I didn't want a fucking fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted that, you know, that because it just feels so much more connected to do a vaginal birth.
Well, I know it's really good because they get all of the like,
yeah,
healthy
like fluid.
Yeah, like all the
what
healthy,
are we calling
like,
those?
Like flora, it's like a good like flora, like
yeah,
gut
they're getting covered in.
They're getting covered in nutrients.
We want them
pussy
covered
nutrients,
in
vaginal nutrients,
whatever that shit is.
Ugh,
ugh. Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
it's called yeah, don't remember what it's called. So, something with a C maybe, cervix stuff. So
cervix fluid.
So first of all, yeah. I have this like, and I brought this up in therapy. I was like, I can't get this image out of my head. So. They give you an epidural, you know, and which is so painful and horrible. And when I got the epidural, I made like a noise I've never made in my life. I was like,
what?
I was snaking.
No, you were hissing like a snake.
I was hissing like a snake.
When you got the epidural, you started hissing like a snake?
Yeah.
And like, was it just like an out-of-body experience?
First of all, I had always heard it was like so horrible and painful. And then the nurse goes, here's the pillow, hug the pillow. And I was like, oh, they're giving me a pillow to hug. Like, this is going to be gnarly. And you have to turn and like sit on the side of the bed. And the nurse stands in front of you to like hold you for emotional support, and you can't watch because the needle is so big.
And Chelsea, the whole thing, I fucking can't.
I know. And the whole thing takes like 5 minutes. And they go, curl your spine like a shrimp.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They told you to curl your spine like a shrimp.
And the imagery of that really helped me, honestly, because I cook shrimp sometimes. And I know that when you overcook it, they get too curled. So I'm like, curl like an over fucking cooked shrimp. Because they go, because there she goes.
She knows her scampi.
Yeah. I become a scampi ass bitch.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, she goes, it's really bad. And that's all I needed to hear. So I just became a farm fresh fucking shrimp right in that second. And I curled my little back and then I started hissing like a snake.
No, no.
Until it was done. So then the whole lower half of your body goes completely numb. My legs.
You can't feel them.
They were so detached from my body. They didn't look like they were a part of my body. And then you're all like fucked up and like, so then they have to turn your body. So this is like the process, like they're waiting for the baby to like descend. So you're, and they're waiting for, I guess they're waiting for you to like open up more, for your cervix to dilate more and more. It's gross.
Okay.
It's gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Guys. It's gross. I know.
It's life. It's so, how we all got here.
Yeah, we're all coming out.
Yeah.
So they have to wait for it to get bigger and bigger. So you're like laying in the bed waiting for that to happen.
Okay.
And they had to keep turning my body. And I felt like a fucking like whale. Like, you know, my 600-pound life, when they take, like, a sheet and they move you from, like, bed
yeah.
to bed?
Yeah.
They had to come and put a sheet under me and because I couldn't move.
No.
Because you're, like, paralyzed from the waist down. So they just kept having to turn me with a sheet. And I can't get that image out of my head. And it's, like, you just feel so big.
I mean.
They're just turning you with a sheet.
I can't imagine that.
It's horrible. So then she comes out and this is the fucking annoying thing. So I had a doctor who I had been seeing throughout the course of my pregnancy. About 2 months towards the end of my pregnancy, a new bitch shows up at the practice.
We can't have that.
Listen,
I need the person who first told me I was pregnant. We can't be switching up 2 months before I'm about to birth my baby, dude. And I'm not trying to meet someone new right now.
I wanted the person who was assigned to me, the one who I believed. Get this. The night that I started going into labor,
yeah,
the other bitch was on call. The new bitch.
No.
And I got in a fight with her.
What type of fight?
So originally,
I love that you're combative in the birthing room.
So the night, the day of the Oscars, when it was the pre-red carpet, okay. I went to the hospital because I thought that I was already in labor because I thought my water broke. The underwear was soaked. We still don't know with what.
No.
We don't know with what. It was wet. And I said, hey, I think my water broke. She said, great, come in. I get there. I'm admitted. They check me out. I'm still in early labor. They send me home. I was so depressed.
I remember that.
It was so upsetting. Me and Steven didn't talk on the entire ride home. Our dog was already in like the fucking doggy care.
No.
We had already boarded his ass. We thought we were going to meet Gia. We get in a fight on the way home. That later that night, it's the Oscars and the contractions amp up. And what she had told me the first time we were in the hospital was you have to leave and come back. You're not far enough with your contractions. They're not close enough together. I said, well, when is that going to happen? Can't I just stay here and they'll like amp up? And she was like, it could take up to 2 weeks. Who knows? And I'm like, does this bitch even know how to do her job? So by the time she sends me home, I left at 4 p.m. that day. I was back at 1 a.m. in full-blown labor.
No.
So I texted the bitch and I to try to like find out like how do I know whether I should come back or not? You know, like it's really starting to hurt now. And then she texted me and she goes, well, you can always come in and we can send you home again. Ha, ha, ha.
No. That's, she did not put
did
a,
I not tell you
ha,
that?
Ha, ha.
Did I tell you this?
No.
She, I'm going to find
fire
the fucking,
this bitch.
I'm going to find the direct message. And it bothered me so much because I was in pain and she wrote, ha, ha, ha. Here, I'll get the fucking. She writes, or you can just come in and I'll send you home again. Ha, ha, ha. Fucking bitch. So I find out, I end up going in. I ignore the text. I don't respond. I'm not engaging with that. You know, I'm not engaging with her wisecracks. So I get there.
Not.
I'm in full blown labor and I'm happy because I can't wait to say that's what I thought, bitch. You know,
right. You got to get your last.
Do you know
word.
How to do your job? Because the baby's coming.
Ha ha.
So get ready. You know,
ha ha. Hope you're ready.
So this is where she fucks up again. When I give birth. Sorry, audience. I tear. Sorry, Tony. I got to tear. A third degree tear. A third degree.
Does it make a noise?
Rectal. It tears down the whole slit.
The whole
thing.
Vagina.
The whole thing. Vagina to ass.
Vagina open.
Third degree. We're talking layers and layers.
Oh my God, Chelsea.
Sarah, down to the muscle.
Chelsea.
Steven said it looked like a gunshot wound. A bomb went off.
No.
Here's where the bitch messed up. She should have sliced. She doesn't know what she's doing. I found out she was 36. She was supposed to give me an episiotomy, it's called. She was supposed to give me a little slice so I don't tear. The girl doesn't know what she's doing.
So you're not allowed to have sex still.
Oh, yes. I forgot why he was telling the story in the first place. So because of the tear, I couldn't have sex. Oh, and here we are. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mom brain. I'm on a tangent. No clue where we're going. I found out tomorrow I had to wait an extra month. So me and Steven haven't had sex in 2 months. He's like, I'm horny. Every night, I'm trying to set up a bedtime routine for Gia.
Okay.
So I find an instrumental version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Okay.
I play that on YouTube. It's like an 8-hour song. So I play it for like half hour and that's like getting her ready for bed. And I'm starting to play this every night so she knows when that song comes on, it's bedtime.
Right. I like
so
that.
So she's
it's
in
like
bed
a
next to us.
Response.
Dozing off.
Okay.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is on. We hook up.
No.
To Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
No.
He jacks off and I use a vibrator.
No.
Mutual masturbation to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
No.
We both come to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
No, you did not come to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. That is actually the funniest thing I've ever heard. You need to talk about that on stage.
We did.
What?
We did.
And was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. And then
that's a new type of high.
I know.
That's like, you have like the endorphins of being parents and you're coming at the same
and
time.
And we're like, shh.
No,
and we're obsessed
sick.
With coconut oil right now. And Jagger's afraid of my vibrator. So the second the vibrator goes on, he looks terrified and runs away. But then he comes back in looking for the coconut oil.
No, no.
And he licks our sheets and licks the coconut oil and tries to find the leftover sperm.
No. No, no, yeah. Chelsea, wait.
Do we edit that out? No,
no, we leave that in. If we're leaving in my ass eating, we're leaving in the coconut oil eating from the dog in the bed.
Did you guys use any oils?
Yes.
A lubricant or an oil?
A lubricant.
Yeah. You got to use coconut
Any other
oil.
Questions?
What else happened that was so wild?
It was just like, it was just really fun.
True or false? One time your head had been stepped on.
Yeah, true.
What does that mean?
Like he like stepped on my head with his foot.
And what were you doing?
I don't really remember.
What was the act? Was it simply to be stepped on or was there like...
I feel like maybe I was giving him head.
So...
I don't know.
How would that make sense?
Listen, it's not logical. It doesn't make sense. Nothing that
was
happens
he barefoot?
When I hook up
was
with this
barefoot?
Person makes
was
sense.
Was it a steel toe boot?
It was barefoot.
And you liked that. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, no. Unless, I don't know.
Did you know you were such an S&M queen?
Well, yeah, because I had like other experiences with S&M when I was like in my early 20s.
We all did when we were 18 because we all watched Sasha Grey then.
Yeah, Sasha Grey was the porn star that if I had to hook up with a female porn star, it would have been her.
Did you know that I went to a party at her house and hung out with her? Did you see the pictures?
I think you had, were you on a leash or was she?
I was on a leash and she was walking me around her house with the leash on.
We had
a ball.
But did you like that?
We had so much
was
fun.
Was that fun for you?
Oh, it was so much fun.
So you are.
I was a huge fan of hers.
Are you into being walked on a leash?
Oh, yeah, Sarah.
Does Steven walk you on a leash?
Sarah.
I gotta know.
I haven't been on a leash in a minute.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the leash on when I get home.
Okay.
And give Steven head, I think.
That's so fun. He just did a fist bump.
I think I'll do that. I have to, like,
she's a fun wife.
Not in, no, I haven't been. I have to like come up with, I have to initiate more.
Does he like that?
He like is always, he's complaining. And it's like, bitch, I just had a baby. I'm torn up.
When can you have sex again?
I'm breastfeeding. I'll find out tomorrow. But I'm more so like, more than having sex, what I really want to do is I want to go to a Korean spa. Can I go in a hot tub yet? Can I work out?
Right.
Can I
but
go in a steam room?
Work out.
I can't do any of it. The 30 pounds is sitting on me. And I'm doing some stroller walks.
Yeah, you're doing stroller walks. I talked to you during your stroller walks.
I'm doing stroller walks. I'm walking. And
she's,
that's that.
Yeah, she's walking. She's getting back out there.
How many times did you come yesterday?
A lot. It's crazy.
Sarah, do you have a number?
No, I lost count.
Did I tell you? Remember, Stephen ate me out 9 times.
When?
This was in the beginning. The first time he ate me out, 9 times in 1 day. 9. I was stuck on the couch.
You were just like, I can't get up.
Yeah.
And now he's your husband.
This is going in a different direction.
We're covering all the
I have another talking
hot
point.
Topics.
Oh,
what?
You want to talk about Johnny, the trial?
I've only seen some of it.
Were you following the trial throughout?
No, but I've seen moments. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Amber Heard, nightmare.
She's crazy.
She's crazy and she makes me scared. Like, when I watch her even just talking on the stand, I'm like, she's so unhinged.
She's unhinged. She's evil. So she's come here a couple times.
Of course she has. Of course Amber Heard has come to the comedy store.
So they
darkness called her in.
Yeah. No, well, they were living, and Johnny Depp has like a bunch of houses that's on like the street behind the comedy store.
Right.
So she would come down here with like a big group, and I had met her twice when I was working the door. And she was stunning, beautiful, so gorgeous. But in the courthouse, she looks a little more distressed. She looks matte. She's a little more beaten down. And I feel bad saying that.
Yeah. She looks terrible and
crazy in
the face.
She was glowing when I saw her.
She looks crazy in the face. Tony thinks it's on purpose.
She's not using any illuminator, any highlighter. I was actually wondering,
Charlotte
Tilbury, is she doing her own hair and makeup? It looks like she's doing her own styling.
She might not be able to afford a full face beat now that she owes Johnny Depp $15 million.
$15 million. And we got to look up what her net worth is, because I don't think it's 15. Also, did you know that she has a child? And some say it's Elon Musk's. Amber Heard net worth.
Elon Musk is getting it in left and right. The man has Asperger's and he's making rockets and he's fucking more than anyone we know.
Dude, her net worth is negative $8 million. I've never seen a negative.
Amber Heard's about to file for bankruptcy. I don't even know what that means. I just know that's what you do if you really fucked.
Well, how does she, Amber Heard net worth? Okay, hold on. 1 hour ago, now we're wondering how is she going to make these payments? Negative $8 million.
She's going to have to sell something.
She's going to have to get an OnlyFans.
That would be perfect for her.
She's not.
What other career does she have?
I don't think she's coming back after this.
No, she should, like.
I can't even, like. I know that she was in Aquaman because they talked about it on the trial, but in the Rum Diaries because of Johnny Depp, but
I don't know what else she was in.
What else was she? We don't know.
Has she been in anything?
What else was she even in? Was she just like, she was so gorgeous. But now she's America's worst enemy.
She is.
And we just love Johnny.
We love
Johnny. Oh, God.
We love Johnny. Why?
We love him.
What about him?
He is so charming. Wait, do you remember that video, Good Afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a clip of him that said of him, all he was doing was saying, In the courthouse, he was just going, good afternoon, and smiling.
Yeah.
I watched it over and over and over again.
And you sent it to me, and I watched it a few times.
Okay,
the chicken nugget clip.
Nuggies.
He loves chicken nuggets? How did that come up in court?
I don't know what that really was about. I don't think it was actually about nuggies. Oh. I think they did that on the clip, and then, like.
I thought it was really about chicken nuggets.
Yeah. And he has to pay $2 million.
Fine. For him, that's like
nothing. Yeah. How much is our daddy worth?
Let's find out.
Okay. We love him. And I think he's coming back.
Oh, bigger.
This is going to be bigger than ever.
Bigger than ever. I see him in a series.
But we want Johnny back for drama. No more fantasy.
I like that for him.
No more eyeliner. No more costumes. No more jewelry.
Bring it all.
I want to see him in like a Succession. In a drama series. Let's see him on like an HBO series that is going to be nominated for something.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's see him in something.
Chelsea, you gotta
Jason
write something
Bateman
for Johnny.
Jason Bateman is producing. He's producing some good dramas.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman, for some reason, is so hot to me.
He is hot.
Jason Bateman, he's like America's dad.
He is
to
America's
me,
dad.
Jason Bateman, Arrested Development, hot. I saw him at the hair salon and was passed out.
Papa,
I was starstruck
you
by
did?
Jason Bateman.
Wait, so Papa is worth $100 million.
Ooh,
oh, and that's why she sued him for $100 million.
She wanted to sue him for all he's worth.
She was trying to take him for all he's worth.
She's a little piggy. A little Amber Heard's a little oink oink. That's for sure.
So, yeah, she's out, and I think Johnny's coming back. Everyone just the world loves him. He's so charming.
He's charming. He's well accessorized. He looks like he smells good, and even if he doesn't
like
smell
a man.
Good. His pheromones smell good.
His pheromones.
You know what I mean? Like, you can smell his pheromones
his
through
pheromones.
The screen.
But he also smells like smoke, I think. Oh, I met him.
When?
Oh, at Marilyn Manson's birthday party.
Of course
I forgot about this.
Of course you were at Marilyn Manson's birthday party.
It was such a fun party. Okay. It was such a fun party. And so it was me, him, Leah, Allie, and some other random chick talking in a circle. I got to be honest, Johnny was wasted. And I was excited to meet him and talk to him, but I almost was like a little disinterested because he was fucked up. And it like,
when was this?
It was like a little boring, you know, like when you're talking to someone who's wasted.
And you're like, you're not.
This must have been 5 years ago.
Okay.
So we're all talking in a circle.
Was it at the Comedy Store?
No. This was at a house party. Oh. I brought Leah and Allie with me.
Was it in Beechwood?
Where
Canyon.
Was it?
Was
I don't remember where.
Paint
it was.
A picture. It seems like a Hollywood Hills.
It was like in like Mulholland or something.
Of course it was.
Yeah, it was at like someone's house, and there was tons of celebs there.
Okay,
and they did like a private concert. It wasn't like a concert. It was like friends jamming. So Billy Corgan, Courtney Love, Marilyn Manson, and Johnny Depp were all playing. They all like put on a show for all their. It was the most incredible thing of my life.
Courtney Love?
Yeah.
What state was she?
And she was a bitch to me.
Courtney Love?
I talked to her too. I talked to Billy Corgan. I made the rounds at this event.
I love it when you socialize.
Manson introduced me to Billy Corgan and I lost it.
No.
He was like, oh, Chelsea, come over. Here's Bill. This is Billy. And
so,
I was like,
if you saw Marilyn, would you say hi to him?
Of course.
You know him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Sarah. Hooked up with him.
No.
What are you talking about?
You hooked up with Marilyn Manson?
Sarah, he fingered me.
Was it good?
It was fun.
It was fun?
We made out.
He's
a fun guy.
Did you do anything else?
Look, Sarah.
Is he into like weird S&M shit?
We didn't get that far because he was quote unquote being a gentleman. Okay.
Oh, that's a power move.
Okay. It's a difficult topic because
he's on the outs.
He's on trial.
Yeah.
I'm not participating. I like him.
Okay.
I like his music. He was funny. He was nice.
Did he make you come?
Did not come.
Oh, we don't like
Did
him
not
that much then.
Come. Sorry.
Listen,
didn't come.
Marilyn, the least you could do is finish the fucking job.
No. Yeah.
That's not
like,
very gentlemanly.
Well, do you want to come by someone fingering you?
Yeah, if they start.
Have you ever been cummed by someone? I'm not. It's like, no. It's painful.
Really?
I don't know. It's like, does anyone know how to finger?
Some people do. But
when was the last time
Tony
you had a
says
good
he does.
You did?
He just put his hand up.
Fingering and jazz, it's very elementary.
I like it.
Not elementary. That'd be fucked up. I just mean
very
like
high school.
Very high school. Thanks for the save.
Yeah.
Here's
when you're 18 and you're getting fingered.
Here's a weird thing.
Yeah.
My mom, and that's not the clip we're using. My mom.
Yeah, there's a few clips we're not using.
My mom wants to be called Grandmama.
Why?
Grandmama. Steven's mom wants to be called Gaga.
No.
And like
Grandmama and Gaga,
it's like they're nuts. Steven's mom wants to be Gaga. She's already Gaga with the other nieces and nephews. With
so now you
his
have
sisters
she's gotta
kids.
Be
so
Gaga.
She's built in Gaga. But you know what's so funny is that they both, when they gave presents to Gia, they signed their name. So like they're already instating like this is who I am.
Oh, they're introducing themselves new identity.
I introduce herself as Gaga. She will be Gaga. My mom thinks she's Grandmama. We're not that rich.
Grandmama?
So she told her hairstylist, I want to be called Grandmama. And he checked her ass.
What did he say?
He goes, Grandmama, what are you having tea, Grandmama? And she was like, yes, exactly. And he was like, no.
No.
Yes.
Her hairdresser checked her for wanting to be called Grandmama.
And he was like, not happening, sweetie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So now what is she?
I said, you'll be Grandma. And then she goes, well, what about Grandma Bordy? Because her maiden name is Borden. I said, no, you're fucking Grandma and that's it.
No.
You're Grandma.
She doesn't
Whatever
wanna
happened to just Grandma and Grandpa? What's with Opie? Opie, Popey, Dopey?
Pops.
What are the... What's
Papa.
A, yeah, what are
Nana,
the fucking... Yeah.
Noni. It's like, what's happening?
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa. That's
it.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
It. Baba or whatever yes. the fucking
it is. It is.
What
weird.
Are these other ones?
I don't know. It's weird how people
no and Nunu. It's like what people, are the fucking other weird names they use?
It is weird how people like want to present themselves to a new life. They're like, this is a new life. I'm Gaga now. It's but, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't have a full new identity whatever, just because I made
went
a new
to
life.
The traditional grandma and grandpa. Those work.
Those. For some people, I think this is what happens.
Oh, here it is. Peepaw. That was the other one.
No!
Who wants to be Peepaw?
Who wants to be Peepaw?
I'm sweating thinking about it.
No.
My body temperature is raising.
Peepaw is fucking foul.
Peepaw and Meemaw.
What is your
Peepaw and Meemaw with the Brambleberry Crisp.
What does your dad want to be called?
He's Grandpa.
Does he?
We never even got into it because he doesn't. Because he looked at her once and then he was like, "All right." So he fucking came up for 3 days.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
his episode came out today on my podcast.
Yeah.
First of all, he fucking drops that Scott Disick might be my half brother,
which is amazing.
He fucked his mom,
which is amazing.
And he said Scott was born the next year when his dad was in prison. Yeah,
I mean,
but so get this: my dad came up for 3 days. I thought he was coming up to see me and Gia, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the consensus that we had.
Right.
He spends the first day with us. Next 2 days, I'm like, what should we do? He has other plans.
What are they?
He went on a date with some... Oh, he went on a date?
No.
He met this chick who he hasn't seen in 20 years. Fishy.
20 years.
Doesn't make sense. She called him out of the blue, met him at the Huntington Gardens on a day date. She was half hour late. He screamed at her and made her cry.
Why was she half an hour late?
He said, why didn't you fucking tell me? Why didn't you fucking tell me that you're going to be late? She goes, I had a migraine. And then he goes, it's disrespectful and rude. And he said she started crying and he was yelling at her saying, you're disrespectful and rude.
No.
Yeah. And I said, how old was she? And he goes, I don't know, 45. I go, you know, we're 20 years ago. So you were 55 and she was 25, Dad. And he's like, yeah.
No.
I was disgusted. I had to bring it up in therapy. He went out to dinner at the Soho House one night. And then he went to Le Petit Trois.
No.
The other night.
No.
He was going out to better places than me.
No.
He was going out.
No. He's putting baby oil in his hair. I saw that.
And he put baby. He goes, do you have any baby oil? I go, why? He goes, put it in my hair. He put it out in his hair 2 nights in a row. And both nights, Sarah?
Yeah.
He just left the oil all over the fucking bathroom sink. I had to take a Clorox wipe to get it off.
No.
Because it was impossible to get off.
No.
He oiled up the fucking countertop.
No.
Dripped it everywhere.
No.
With no cause for concern.
I can't wait. I just had a flashback to your mom wanting to be called Grandmama.
And Grandmama.
But that is so funny. But is it because like women were like, I don't want to be grandma. That's like matronly.
I know.
So like call me Gaga. Call me.
Yes.
Call me more mommy. Call me.
More mommy?
I knew someone who called their grandma more mommy.
How do you spell that?
More mommy.
More mommy?
Like it's more mommy. It's like.
No.
Yeah.
That's dark.
More mommy.
More mommy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Less
like
mommy.
It's another.
More mommy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Had they come up? I've heard.
Because it's your mommy. It's your mom's
like
mom.
I don't
mo
like that.
Mommy.
Mo mommy. Mo problem. I've heard of Gigi as a name for a grandma.
That's.
I kind of thought it was cute.
Zsa. It's like, what?
I wouldn't mind that.
Zsa.
And Brand, we love baby Zsa.
Oh, we love baby Zsa. You know what's crazy when like influencer babies? Let's talk about the influencer babies out there.
Let's.
It's a whole. It's
whose
a,
voice was that?
Let's. Not going to be allowed next to a playground.
Yeah, influencers babies. I mean.
There's some influencers who are putting filters on the babies.
Okay, so we're talking about that baby. And we don't want to name who it is.
Mm-mm.
We can't name who it is.
We can't name who owns the baby.
But you think that baby has been filtered?
Dude, I think that baby's had work done. I think she takes the baby in for lip injections.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well,
but it would, you would believe it.
Yeah.
If you're like,
well, it looked the baby
preventative Juvederm.
The baby's eyes were too big at first, and I was like, how can that be a real baby?
Yeah, she probably put the baby under the knife.
I edited Gia one day.
I know, and you sent me a pic, and it was hilarious.
Oh, no, not that.
What'd you do?
I retouched her one time.
Why?
How sick is that? Because she had a red vein.
I can see myself cleaning up a red vein on a baby, too. I'm like, we can't have that.
She had a red vein on her eyelid, and it was like, it looked like red on her eye in a photo. And I was like, delete. I was like, let's just run that through Facetune. Because it's fucking up the photo. But she has a little strawberry on the side of her head, mm-hmm. and it fucks up every photo. And Steven's like, we got to shave that thing off. But no. I'm like, it will go away.
It's going to be covered.
It will go away.
With hair.
Or do you think it will go away?
Or maybe it'll go away.
Yeah, I hope it goes away. But I don't, you know, if it's
it
covered.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, right? We accept their flaws.
We accept the baby who the baby is.
I feel horrible even saying that. It's not a flaw, right?
No.
It's just a cluster of blood vessels. We Googled it. We're like, what is this?
It's fine.
It's fine, right? It'll be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just happy she came out cute.
She came out cute and healthy, which is a win-win.
And that's what we're focused on.
Yeah, it's cute and healthy. She's got the nose. She has the best nose.
Well, you're always wondering, like,
am I making a little beast?
What are they going to come out looking like? Like, every mom, like, you want to make sure she's breathing first, and then it's like, is she fucking cute?
Or, like, acceptable.
Because I did a couple things during pregnancy that I thought could affect her appearance.
Like what? Like what?
Well, first of all, the first...
Getting walked on a leash?
I didn't know I was pregnant for the first 5 weeks.
Okay.
During that time, I had swordfish, which is a high mercury fish.
Okay.
I drank a full Red Bull.
Okay.
Not supposed to do that. It says it on here. If you're... I actually Googled it if I could have it during breastfeeding, and it said you have to wait 3 hours after you drink it. Oh, fuck. Now it just says not recommended for children, pregnant, or nursing women. Oh, well.
It's fine. There's women who drink wine while they're fucking pregnant. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I only had swordfish. And then I also got sick and I had a fever for like 5 days in my early pregnancy. Remember when I went to the ER?
I know, because I always think about how you had a panic attack. Because I'm like, I was feeling hot. A couple weeks ago, I was like, am I pregnant?
Ooh,
that would be...
Yeah.
I was like, not me having a fever. Like, that stayed with me because I was like, Chelsea felt sick.
But I think it's because I had food poisoning. I don't think it had to do with the pregnancy.
So
I was worried, like, oh, is this 5-day fever going to make her look weird?
Is this 5-day fever going to affect my baby's physical
appearance? Mainly focused on the 5-day fever.
I get that.
Yeah. And then, like, I had a yerba mate one time, and you can't have those. But turned out none of it affected her.
There's people who do, like, crazy drugs while they're pregnant, and it really negatively affects the baby.
Like, you mean people who are born with, like, fetal alcohol syndrome and, like, crack and stuff?
Yeah.
I know. It's sad.
It's really sad. But my question is, knowing what it is to give birth, would you do it again?
Okay, so here's the thing. I wanted 2 kids originally.
Yeah.
When I was laying in the hospital bed, projectile vomit. Oh, by the way, so when I was trying to push, and yes, I listened to Rob Zombie when I was pushing.
I have the video on my phone.
I know. I was projectile vomiting at the same time, and it was helping her come out.
No.
Because of, like, you know, like, if you're projectile vomiting, your whole body's going like, ugh, like throwing.
Yeah.
It was
like
throwing her out. It was pushing her out because it was so hard to push. I couldn't connect with it because I was so numb from the epidural.
That's crazy.
I was trying to push and it wasn't happening. So once I started projectile vomiting, it started coming out. So in the middle of projectile vomiting, I thought, I'm never fucking doing this again.
Really?
It was like horrible. I asked my therapist, I was like, is giving birth trauma? And it fucks up your body.
Right. Do you think you'll do it again?
My back. I have to go to physical therapy for my back.
I have another friend who has to go to physical therapy for her back from birthing a baby.
Really? Yeah. It's fucked up. Every day I wake up, my back hurts. So will I do it again? You have to wait 2 years, first of all.
You do?
Yeah. So that means I'll be 37 mm-hmm. by that time. Mm-hmm. And I do know that times have changed and you can't have a baby mm-hmm. older and older these days. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the past, if you have a baby over 35, they still call it a geriatric birth.
Yeah, I know. So if I have a baby, this
take the label off, guys.
It's time bumming for the everybody
label.
Out.
We don't need that
don't
label.
Need geriatric.
Isn't that when you think of the word geriatric, don't you think of like 80 years old?
Yeah.
You think of like a cane. I see an image of a cane.
Or like at least like you tennis balls on the end of a walker. You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's the energy.
I don't think of like, yeah, no. So anyways, I mean, like, I really got to forget this experience.
But so like, but it's just also like it's so vulnerable. Like the thought of giving, like you really have to trust your person that you're going into the experience with.
Like your partner or
your
the
partner
doctor.
And your doctor.
Yeah, well, we thought we could.
Yeah. Until the, she nurses
were, you. The nurses were the best. They okay. were great. They were so sweet.
I didn't know you have to wait 2 years. Why?
I think because your body has to heal. And I don't know. Everyone says at least a year and a half. And they all say it at the hospital, too. And your doctor tells you, too. And then she's like, oh, okay, are you ready to get back on birth control? And I was like, no, I thought I was done with that. And then they're like, well, you can get pregnant. Like, you're more vulnerable to get pregnant right away.
Because your fertility is increased after you have a baby.
I guess, but I'm not going to do it. Because I don't want to be on birth control. Are you on birth control?
No, I'm not on birth control.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Risky.
If I have a baby at this point, it's a miracle.
And we'd like to have one. Have you gotten your thing to, or your fertility tested?
Yeah, I got my fertility tested.
And we're good to go, honey.
We're good to go.
See? There it
we're
is.
We're good to go.
Yeah. We're good to go. So we will... Are you going to have a multiple children?
I see myself with one.
Yeah. It's like you don't... The newborn stage is tough, too.
I know, because I used to babysit all the time.
I know.
So it's like... And like... I feel exhausted from watching those children 10 years ago.
It's so fucking, like, it's so exhausting.
No, it's so exhausting because I would babysit and then you stand up at night in my 20s.
Yeah.
And like by the end of babysitting, I was like, huh?
And like while you're, I imagine while you're babysitting, like, and for me, like you have to fill the entire day with them while they're awake and you want to make sure they're like learning. So you're like spending so much energy, like.
And you're getting paid to watch them. So if anything
I'm
happens,
not.
It's on. I know, but you have the no, connection of a daughter for forever, which yeah. is amazing.
Yeah. Actually, literally right now. So when I talk about her or when I think about her, my nipples produce milk.
Like right now?
They're tingling right now.
No.
And there's milk.
No.
Yes. I would show you, but we're on camera.
They would love to see, I'm sure, the people at home.
And you got to wear these pads.
So they don't leak?
Yeah.
That's
and you have to sleep with them on. You have to be in a bra 24/7.
Is it so like?
It sucks.
I mean, okay. So now that you did it once, you're like, I'm good for a minute.
I mean, like, again, the masseuse had an opinion about it. She goes, "No, you have to have another one. They need a friend."
Listen, bitch.
She also
we're not here for you for the side convo.
She also so it's a massage at home. And Steven helps her bring her massage table up and down the stairs, which is very nice.
Yeah, a little too nice for someone who's making.
But I was like, oh, I feel bad. Like, maybe I should have her stop doing it upstairs and we can only do it downstairs. And then he was like, but that's what she gets paid for.
Yeah.
She gets paid to bring it upstairs. I'll take the massage in my room.
Yeah.
It's so fun to have a massage at home. I never did that before until.
After baby.
After
postpartum.
Baby.
Postpartum.
Yeah.
What's your mood? Like, how are you feeling emotionally?
Great question. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I felt depressed.
Okay.
And
that's one of the biggest
things
I'm scared of.
Listen to how depressed I felt.
Okay.
I don't normally, I'm not a depressed person. And again, I checked with my therapist. Do I sound depressed? And she said, no, you just sound overwhelmed.
Okay.
My mood is overwhelmed. I'm exhausted and overwhelmed. Those are.
Of course, because you have a 2-month-old.
That's who I am.
Right. Okay.
Chelsea, I'm exhausted and I'm overwhelmed. And I'm leaking. That's like my status. But there's only been 2 days that I've been depressed so far.
Okay.
So like it was like one day like earlier. So I think just 2 days of really bad depression isn't that bad. It also started with a big fight. Me and Steven had a big fight and then I got depressed after that. And it's so we're always fighting about like the responsibility of caring for her. But I was so depressed that like, okay, you ever get like so depressed you're like, I want to cut myself or hurt myself just to feel the pain somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I'm not going to cut myself because I'm over that.
I'm not in sixth grade anymore.
Ninth grade. I did it in ninth grade. My whole wrist was covered in cuts.
No.
Yeah.
Self-mutilation scares me.
Thankfully, it went away. I only have one scar left. But they're not like really bad ones. But I wanted to cut myself the other day because I was so depressed and I didn't know what else. I wanted to check out and I'm sober.
Mm-hmm.
Just celebrated 6 years.
Which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thanks. And I'm like, I want to drink, but I'm like, I can't drink. So then I go to like, how am I going to hurt myself? How am I going to check out? And I was laying in bed, like in a fetal position, so depressed, like had no energy. And Jagger came over and started gnawing on my wrist and my hand because he wanted to play.
No.
I just let him do it.
No.
That was my level of depression the other day. And I let him just chew up my arm and he was making all, it was really dark. This podcast took a turn.
Well, so no. But like, this is like, important because I want to know about this.
But then
this
it went away.
A major part of postpartum.
Yeah.
Is like
the hormonal changes.
That's what I'm most afraid of because around my period, I'm a different person.
Well, that's why I went on Prozac because
Prozac saves a bitch.
Because I was going on, I felt like I had PMDD like right before my period.
I don't know who
like,
that
my
bitch
hormones
is.
Were dropping and I was getting depressed and I was like, what's wrong?
Like, I get so depressed.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I can't get out of bed, even if things are good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's why I'm afraid of the postpartum with the baby.
Yeah. I think, well, I'm still on Prozac, you know.
A low dose.
A low dose, 10 milligrams, approved by my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So Gia's happy.
So everyone's happy.
We're happy.
They're serotonin and family.
But so I've only had 2 days of are maybe either postpartum depression or just like a regular day being depressed.
Right.
And I felt like I had to, it's like when you feel like you need the release of crying, that's when I feel like it's hormonal. When you feel like it's built up so much inside.
Dude, the way I acted last week when I was hormonal, I don't even know who that girl is.
What would she do?
She was crying for 4 hours straight.
Did you feel
straight.
Better?
Yeah, but then you know when you catch a glimpse of yourself crying and then you feel bad for yourself, so then you cry harder? That was like, my vibe.
No!
Yeah, I was like, this is so sad. I look so sad.
Did you take a pic?
No.
But I used to always take crying pics. I think crying pics are a thing of the past.
No, I feel like people... Remember? I feel like some bitches who want attention will take a crying photo
and then
be like, mental
it?
Health awareness. I had a rough day.
I know. They're like, I'm so alone on the road.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, shut
it's
up.
It's like, call your doctor.
Yeah.
Get off of Instagram,
have you tried
honey.
Once a day Ocrevus?
It's amazing.
Yeah. But what makes you feel better in those moments?
Exercise. Exercise is the number one thing for me.
Hard to motivate when you're depressed.
It's really hard to motivate. And I think that that's the biggest problem is because you don't feel like doing anything. So it's counterintuitive. Like, instead of like getting up, you want to like be in your room curled up in a ball. And you have to push yourself past that, which is something that actually Brody used to talk about a lot, about how like
positive push.
You got to get your steps in. You got to like go out. And even if you don't want to, you start doing that stuff and it helps. Also making lists and then crossing things off the list.
Well, that's like dopamine, right?
Or serotonin. No greater satisfaction.
Yes, I love to cross a thing off a list.
This is our 30s, honeys.
That
bring us a list
good.
And a pen.
Bring us a list.
Yeah, I love a list. I love working out, therapy.
A freshly vacuumed floor. Even better if
it's
someone else does
it's
it.
It's not. Fresh
wait,
sheets?
Wait, didn't you...
Fresh sheets?
Wait, I can't believe you...
What?
I can't believe you just brought up fresh sheets.
Why?
Because I am obsessed with fresh sheets.
How could you not be?
Okay, Steven doesn't get it with fresh sheets.
I can't then.
He doesn't get it. So when I change our sheets, I just roll my feet. Like not, I like kick my feet around.
Yeah.
I like roll them around and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm in a hotel bed.
Yeah.
I love fresh sheets or our orgasmic.
Fresh sheets can change your life.
It's
and you know, I like a clean shower too.
Yeah.
You know what I
but,
don't like?
What?
You ever date a guy who showers a little? Kooky? Like, hey, what's going on? What's going on in the fucking corner there?
Is that mildew or mold?
And like,
it's both.
Can you pay someone to get in there?
And talk about lime and hard water when you're in LA.
Yeah.
My mom just came over and cleaned my shower door the other day.
That is so nice.
I didn't even know they're clear.
No.
Wait, but what is worst for you? Putting a duvet cover on or cleaning a bathtub?
Oh, two of my least favorite household chores. The duvet cover, I'm not a fan of. And you know what I think it is? I think it's because I'm short and my limbs are small. So it's like hard for me to get like...
Wait, look how long my arms are.
You're so
lucky. Have you ever noticed how long my arms are?
You're so lucky.
Wait, so one time I looked at this photo of me when I was a little kid in the ocean and I was in the shore, but my fingers were touching the water. And I was like, oh, my arms are long.
Yeah, you have long arms. So it's a different experience. You can get into the corners. For me, I have to crawl into the cover.
I go inside too.
Like a little dog lining up the corners.
Yeah. And do you tie the strings around the loops?
No.
Yeah. Stephen makes such a big deal about the duvet, and it's probably because my limbs are longer and leaner and his are short and stumpier.
Yeah, it's
because he's stocky.
It's an occupational.
He's
same
stocky.
It's hard to get into like the corners when you're stocky.
He's stocky.
I get it. Also, my ex-boyfriend was obsessed with the duvet cover being lined up a certain way.
Ew.
And yeah.
What?
Yeah. And sometimes, like, of course, my corner, because after a full night's sleep, my shit's crazy.
Have sheet. There's no comforter inside.
Isn't
that the worst?
It's just duvet, no comforter. It's just like...
You have the duvet cover, but the comforter has somehow traveled to the side of your partner.
Yes.
How the hell did they do that?
I don't know.
It feels personal.
It does feel personal. And then he's like, why did this happen? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I fucking do when I sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping.
Wait, you know what's so funny? So when I'm feeding Gia, like, I sleep with one pillow, but then when I wake up to feed her in the middle of the night, I take a second pillow and put it behind my back to sit up straight. So he somehow took my second pillow and put it like under his legs in the middle of the night. So I stole it from his legs in the middle of the night. It woke him up and he like freaked out, like half asleep. And he said this over and over again. He goes, you're a very and he was asleep saying this to me. He goes, you're a very disrespectful girl.
No. He goes,
stole the pillow, and he was in his sleep saying, he goes, stole the pillow from my legs. You're a very disrespectful girl. You're a very disrespectful girl. Disrespectful girl.
He said
it five times.
No.
Disrespectful girl.
No.
I spent the rest of the night saying that phrase in my head over and over again. Disrespectful
Did he laugh in the
girl.
Morning?
And then I was like, do you remember calling me disrespectful girl? And he was like, no.
No.
It ruined my night.
You called me disrespectful.
Very disrespectful girl. And he was so mad at me. And I was like, I felt like a child.
Very disrespectful girl.
Yes.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah, it was.
Do you talk in your sleep?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, like to the point
Nightly?
Where the last guy I dated would write down everything, and it was intense.
Oh my God. And do you remember any of
No.
it? Do you do this every night?
I did it like a lot of times after I do stand up. I don't know why, because I'm like awake.
You're trying another joke?
I'm like,
you're trying it a different way?
I'm just like, no, and I'm just like saying things. Like, I said, I'm sick of the three of them. And he's like, what?
I gotta tell you.
What?
From the other side
yeah.
of being next to someone in bed who talks in their sleep.
Crazy.
Scary.
I'm a chatterbox in the night.
It's scary.
I know.
I don't like it.
Well, imagine saying, as me out of nowhere, I'm done with the three of them.
That's spooky.
Who are the three of them?
It's
Where
unsettling.
Where did they come from?
Especially when it's dark in the room.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's like a ghost is in the room. I don't like it. Yeah, he talks. Okay, so I didn't know this. He, and it stopped since he started taking stuff that helps him sleep better. He never told me this when he moved in, that he screams in his sleep and has nightmares every night. They have since commenced. Is commenced beginning or ending? Oh, that's beginning, huh? they started to peter off.
We love a synonym. They started to peter off.
I'm sweating in here. Should we go?
Yeah.
Okay. But I just want to say really quick, he didn't even tell me he was screaming in his sleep. So he would have these nightmares and wake me up in the middle of the night, be screaming. And I'm like, Steven, you can't just move in and not tell me that you scream and shake in your sleep.
Well, why would he? You gotta bring your best foot forward. You're trying to get married and be a family man.
He just wanted in.
Yeah, you go, I sleep soundly 8 hours every night. Don't make a peep.
Sarah, where can we find you?
At Princess Shank on all things. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. That's where I promote all my dates. You can check out my podcast, This Bitch with Kimberly Congdon. New episodes of that come out every Monday. It's a really fun show. And then also my podcast, Shank. New episodes of that come out every Wednesday. And thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.